Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Mark Bergen, a company backed by Google co-founder Larry Page that was trying to make flying cars is shutting down. Mark, what do we know about Kitty Hawk?
So Kitty Hawk is a project that's been around for over the decade. It's very secretive. They're inventing what the industry calls electric-powered vertical takeoff vehicles. So you can call them flying air taxis or autonomous helicopters. They're one of now about several companies, and a lot of their technology is actually sort of part of this venture with Boeing called Wisk that said yesterday that it's continuing despite the fact that Kitty Hawk is shutting down.
So if it's so secretive, we don't really know what stage they would have been at, because when you talk about vertical takeoff and landing, I thought they had like Harrier jump jets and things like that that used to do that, but it's different.
I think it's simply trying to build like autonomous flying cars, which has been a dream for a long time and technology in Silicon Valley. And this Larry Page was Google's founder, and he started Google's self-driving car company, which is now called Waymo. And his deputy, this Sebastian Thrun, has been running Kitty Hawk, was also early on a leader of the Waymo self-driving car project. So this is a lot of the same ideas and technology, just with the added complication of doing it in the air.
So who else is trying to do this, and do we know how far along they are?
There have been a lot of companies. Boeing is one. There are a fair amount of startups. Uber at one point had a project, and they cut that back just for cost reasons. There's some recent reporting that there have been some accidents, none of them fatal, which is on one sign kind of frightening, but another sign it's noted as an actual sign of improvement that they're getting closer. But a lot of them have, it's really hard to put deadlines on these and a timeline. And so much of it's not just the technical limitations, but also a lot of the regulatory issues there's a lot of hurdles they still have to jump.
Yeah, I would imagine that the technology would progress faster than, say, the regulation.
That probably is true. Although these are companies that are now spending a lot of time and then working with former FAA officials and so they've been working on the regulatory front as well as the tech.
That's Bloomberg News reporter Mark Bergen. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg TV at 2 p.m.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.